Some people need more short-term goals. So instead of having a goal 10 months down the line, give yourself a couple of weeks, you know. It's how you feel you can focus yourself. If people give themselves 2 weeks to try and get some work done, it's a short period of time, and they can get the work done that they feel they can get done in 2 weeks. Eventually, give yourself a short-term goal. You know, I want to get this done in a month. In 3 months' time, I want this done. And in a year's time, I want this. If you're getting married or you're going on holiday, summer's coming, start now, you know, be ready for summer, you know. You got 2 months, 3 months to get fit.
Is that realistic? I mean, you know, where are we now? We're flying through April and we're thinking, okay, maybe you're going away in July, maybe going away in August, and you're thinking, look, I'd quite like to get my top off. I like, you know, for women want to get a bikini on the beach. Is that enough time? Is that a realistic goal to actually shed some weight?
With a good structured exercise program and a diet as well, you need to. The word diet is a healthy, balanced food intake, shall we say.
Yeah.
You need to make sure you get your food right as well. Exercise obviously is very important. You know, we need to try and be burning more than we're taking on. If you're eating 2,000 calories a day and you're only burning 100, you know, you're seriously not working hard enough. We need to be burning a lot more calories. As an exercise, you know, if you're only, okay, well, I'll do 10 minutes a day, you know, maybe 100 calories of exercise calories burnt. You know, you need to be burning a good, you know, sort of 500-600 calories just by exercising a day, and that's let alone just trying to function. So your body needs, you know, a lot of calories just to function. So before you've even exercised, you're going to be burning a couple of thousand calories, you know. So it's I can explain it better in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're as a personal trainer who is clearly fit, because that's the nature of your business.
Yeah.
Something I'm interested in, and a lot of people ask this, is when they have their evening meal,
mm-hmm.
how long between their evening meal and the time they go to bed? Some people say is quite key, because if you have it too late,
yes.
If you eat at 8 and then you go to bed at 9,
mm-hmm.
the food is sort of just laying there, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people say eating a main meal lunchtime is better for them.
Yeah, I always try and advise my clients to try and eat the bigger meal during the day in the afternoon for their lunch. They've got the whole day to burn it off.
Yeah.
And when they get to the gym in the evening or they see me in the evening, you know, they'll have the food in them already. Everything that they need to burn when they're with me will already be stored in their body. Whereas if you're eating at 8 o'clock, you'll go to sleep on a full tummy, depending on when you sleep, of course. If you're up until 12, it's not quite the same, because chances are you're not going to be running around, so you're probably sitting there. So
if you're going to bed at 9, let's say, you should have eaten your main meal by 6 then, shouldn't you?
At least 6, definitely. I mean, I would always push to try and get that food, that main meal in at lunchtime, and maybe have something like a salad or a soup, something a lot lighter for your tea, because it will digest a lot quicker, and chances are it'll be a lot less in carbs as well. So try and have your more carbier meal for your main meal, because then you've got the whole day to burn it off, because your muscles need the carbs. You know, they need that glycogen that the muscle uses to really work, and you get that from your carbs. So don't cut your carbs out, just eat them at the right time of the day.
Right. Let's set a you and me. We will set a bet. All right.
Let's do it.
It's a one way bet. Okay. So you're not going to lose out on this. All right. I am. I will give you. How long should I set myself? If I'm going to lose 2 stone, how long should I? You know, should I set myself a task of doing that? 2 stone. I'm £50 on this. All right. If I don't lose it in this, I will give you £50.
Need a little bit more time to work this out.
All right, I'll tell you what, Jackie Wilson, and then we'll work it out, and we will shake on. We will shake on it.
Done.
All right, and I will be £50 poorer if I don't do it.
Sounds good.
It sounds a terrible idea.
This is not gambling, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm blaming the granola. I'm not thinking straight.